you gonna sing this one? Rocking around.
This is Peggy Lee, Wendy, but I've been told to not sing.
She's got a husky voice.
Yes, she does.
I like it.
Yes.
We are broadcasting live from Tree Time. It's the Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program, sponsored by Goodwill and, of course, Tree Time. All during the month of October, you can donate your artificial Christmas tree, and you'll be helping to give back to others in your community. And the reason we're here today is because Joe and Lori Kane have this awesome place, and it's called Tree Time Christmas Creations. Hi, Joe. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us. Greatly appreciated.
We're so happy to be invited back every year, so thanks for having us.
We love having you. You guys are the best.
That's why we keep making you big new spaces.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
If you notice, the first time you came, it was a card. You know, you were talking about this. The first time it was like a card table. And
yeah.
It was nicer. And now we're giving you this big, fancy space with lighting above and everything.
It's amazing.
So we're not putting you in the parking lot.
I don't think we're hearing Joe on the air, to be honest with you. And now there's an air raid siren.
Oh, no, Wendy.
Have you got me now?
The nicest thing is when you walk in, and I've mentioned this before, the second you walk in the door here, it feels like it's holiday time. Like if you didn't feel it when you were out in the parking lot, as soon as you walk in, it just blitzes you.
It's the wow factor.
Yep, it's the wow factor.
How many days till Christmas? Who knows? Anyone? Because I haven't done the math. I don't do math, just in case.
For us, it's one long day.
We always talk about new trends with you guys, so give us a trend or two of what's coming up for this particular Christmas that you can purchase here.
Well, you know, one of the things we started doing in the last few years is color-changing lights on trees. And we talked about this with you. You've got the issues going on with the family and multi and clear.
Yeah.
We've actually improved and changed that concept even more this year. So we've always done our own special lighting, but this year we did a special light set that we can do not just clear and multi, but a cool pastel multi in between the two.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So, yeah, that on all of our new color change trees this year, you can go clear, multi, pastel multi.
Yeah.
And you can set your tree to have 10% of the bulbs just randomly twinkle. So it's like starlight in the tree.
Oh, that's excellent.
Away. And we are the only ones in the world that I know of that have done something like that. It's a true Tree Time exclusive.
There is a tree topper, a couple of them, that I'm looking at. And listeners at home, you're not seeing them. But they look like a giant snowflake on top of the tree. Stars are pretty, but that is like the... Like, I can't even describe it. That's a tree topper?
A very magical look, Jeff.
And you notice a big one and a little one.
Yes.
We did those last year, and they were so popular that I think they were completely sold out by November 1st. So if you want one of those, you got to get a hold of it.
Joe is walking around the audience much the way Phil Donahue did for years.
So I'm like working the room.
That's excellent.
Cut him off.
For people who don't know what Joe's referring to with the color changing, you know how you always have a fight with whoever you love? Oh, we should get white lights. No, we should get colored lights. Joe and his staff have figured out a way to combine both. You can switch it up anytime you want. That's amazing. That's fantastic.
It's just the press of a button, so you can sit there and argue just by remote.
Yeah. It's easier.
Now, Lori, I have talked to you in the past. I can't remember how many trees I have. We have a Star Wars tree, the main tree.
The bathroom tree.
We do have a bathroom tree, and Cassie is your designer here. And I'll let you describe this.
Well, Cassie, very appropriately, she remembered, Wendy, that one of your trees is in the bathroom. So
just a little one.
Just a little guy. But that's a favorite place we have. And so more trees, the better. So she has given Wendy a beautiful little poop emoji ornament.
It's a Santa poop.
It's a Santa poop.
Bill, don't even look embarrassed.
How soon for lunch, everybody? I'm starving.
You're such a baby. There are ornaments aplenty. Are there any Bears fans out there?
Woo!
Blackhawks fans? Woo! White Sox fans, woo! Cubs fans, Ernie, I don't even want to say it, but if you're a Green Bay Packer fan, whatever. Okay,
no?
There's one person that stood up.
No?
You better watch your back.
From Wisconsin did not applaud for the Green Bay Packers. Surprising.
The ornaments, I can't even tell you what a selection. You know what I'm looking for? A horse ornament. Do you have any horse ornaments?
Oh, we do. We are in horse country. We have a lot of horse ornaments.
Mr. Ed is Wendy's secret Santa this year, so that's very good news.
My sister has a horse, and her birthday's coming up, so I wanted to shop early.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm noticing, and it's not the first year I've noticed this, but it seems to be getting bigger and better, a lot of silver and gold, your classic colors. I know
say
red
it
and
like
green.
You're supposed to say silver.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. I know red and green are the official colors of Christmas, but there's something very old-worldly about the silvers and the golds.
Yeah, and one of our favorite things that you're doing now is kind of like your clothes, you can mix them. So you no longer have to say, oh, I only want silver on my tree or I only want gold. You can mix silver and gold. And we have this new color that's actually one of our most popular colors. It's called platinum, which you guys might have heard of. And it's a combination of silver and gold and works with either.
In one color.
In one color.
Yeah. It works pretty nice.
Very nice.
I didn't realize that's what platinum was.
Oh, yeah. Blended.
It's the bridge between silver and gold.
Right.
So you buy that and you don't have to decide.
Yeah. Yeah. So why is it when something like silver and gold, which has always existed, why does that come back into vogue? What happens there exactly? Is it just the nostalgia factor?
Why have 70s clothes come back?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
and where can I get some of those in here?
Question.
I want to buy some 70s
look
clothes.
Next to you.
No, but actually what it's really all about is tradition with the Christmas side of life.
Yeah.
You know, we all hearken for the things that we woke up to as kids, right?
Sure.
So that's why you kind of see these cycles come back around.
Yeah.
What does your home look like? I'm just curious. Because
completely undecorated.
I believe it, because you spend all your time here, and I can't imagine you're going to want to go home and decorate everything.
Our house used to be the house in the neighborhood that everybody was afraid to walk up to for Halloween, that everybody wanted to walk up to for Christmas, and now you can't tell anybody lives there.
Really?
Sorry.
Well, unfortunately, we live here and we have lots of trees. So we tell the kids, we need to come open a presents at work.
Yeah.
Right. That's so funny. And, you know, people will hear of an artificial Christmas tree and think, oh, they're all the same. Joe, when I was here and Lori picking out a tree, I was going back and forth between two different styles. They really are different and intricate and look so lifelike. How do you do that?
Well, what we actually are doing in the design of the trees is trying to give you options for decorating and trying to do so in mimicking certain looks from nature. So when you look at the trees, we actually have branches that are molded from original branches that we've taken out of trees, and we build molds so that you completely exactly duplicate it. And then we'll arrange those in the tree in particular ways to give you options for big ornaments or lots of little ornaments. So we're trying to merge both decorating styles and tree appearances together in one. And that's why you're seeing so many options. Because when you start looking at all the different variations, the factories think I'm insane. I go over there, and I took over one of our new design people in the last couple of years, this last year. And I got to a tree, and I didn't like the way the first prototype was done. Mm-hmm. So I said, give me the wire cutters. And the little wire cutters weren't big enough because some of these wires are big in these trees. So then they got the bolt cutters. And I started lopping off certain parts of the tree. I'm like, this is what we want it to look like.
And they are calling him Edward Scissorhands.
But see, I like a tree with a lot of space because I like to put the ornaments up in there.
Yep. And that's what I was doing with that new design, was giving it that space. And that's what it's all about, is you, just like you saw when you were choosing that tree that first time, there's that open style. There are three or four different shapes of open styles and different needles with the open styles. So it gives you an option to really get what you want for your own home. And I don't know anywhere else but Tree Time that you can get that kind of diversity.
Yeah.
Options.
And we need to explain this. A lot of people, whenever we do this broadcast, it's always about mid-October. People always go, oh, that's kind of too early to be thinking about the holidays. It's not, because you have a fixed amount of items. At some point, you're going to sell out. So the sooner you come in, the better, correct?
Our customers that are every year customers that we absolutely adore, so if you're one of those, please come back again. But they come in immediately when we open after the Labor Day holiday.
Yeah.
So we open the day after Labor Day every year. And they know that if they want the best selection, that's when they have to come in and get
yep.
it. Because we start getting shopped over by this time of year. We actually had somebody come in and the big center tree,
yeah.
somebody bought everything on the center tree, so we had to redecorate it.
Everything?
They
wow.
bought the center tree.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you also do the Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program, and we are going to talk about that later on today. Joe and Lori Kane, owners of Tree Time Christmas Creations, we are so glad you're out here today. And if you're listening, come on out. We'll be here till 1, 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. You can also go to treetime.com and follow them on social media.
Yeah, one little tidbit for you guys only, because we never do this.
Mm-hmm.
There is, for the Goodwill trade-in, there's a 15% discount on a new tree or $75 on select trees.
Today only.
Well, no, that's all the time for the Goodwill tree trade-in. But for you, for today only, anybody that's here for the broadcast, so if they get here, they'll get a coupon for 15% off anything in the store.
Oh, excellent.
So that's something we've never done before, and it's specifically celebrating your time here with us today.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Well, we're going to do some news, and I'm going to do more shopping then because there's a nice little discount. Thank you so much to Joe and Lori. Thank you, guys. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some news, and I guess it's news time right now here on 720 WGN.